WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. 7:37, it's Brockett's Hunter.
What's happening?
What's up? All right, let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go see them, man. They got some awesome new menu items. And it's not just pizza. Obviously, they're known for their pizza. They got pasta. They got subs. A lot of great menu items on there. You can check out whether you're kind of hungry or effing starving.
Well, you can just not be hungry and still enjoy it.
You know what I do? Whenever I go to Joey C's, I end up buying like extra because I know I'm going to want more later. Yeah. So I'll get my first Joey C's meal, and then I'll have a secondary Joey C's meal for later on.
Because you like it both hot and cold.
It's perfect either way. You know? Anyway, I'll check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Okay, so today is National Panic Day.
Oh, God.
We're all dead! What little things make you panic unnecessarily?
Do you think they did National Panic Day on purpose right after the time change? Where you can be late for
exactly.
work?
Oh, God! Oh, God! I try not to panic too much, but there's little things, little ticks that I have that make me panic. Yeah. And we're talking little things here. Obviously, there's big things that can make you panic, like smoke on an airplane. That'll make you, that's worth panicking over. But little things make you panic unnecessarily. And mine is quite simple. It's the door on the house. I will literally be backing out. Kiki and I will be getting ready to go somewhere. And I'll just happen to say, hey, did you lock the door? And she'll go, yeah. Or I think so. As soon as I do that, or if we get driving like 10 minutes down the road, I will turn around to go double check. And it was probably fine. It probably did. But not knowing if the door is locked or not makes me panic unnecessarily.
You know what you do? You walk through that open garage door and you check the iron too and make sure that's turned off.
It's like, oh no. that makes me panic unnecessarily. I'm like, oh God, the house is going to be robbed. It's terrible.
Most
I got to go back.
It's closed.
Every time.
Most of the time.
Every time. I don't think there's been one time where I've walked up and it hasn't been closed.
I came back.
Yeah, it's a good thing I checked. Could have been robbed.
So like eight dudes in your garage rummaging through your stuff.
Oh, you finally came back. God damn it.
Dude, a little one happened to me yesterday.
What?
It was wild. We were out golfing at Pipestone Creek yesterday, and I believe it's Leet Farms. I hope everything's good over there, man. I don't want to be putting this out there if you guys are, you know. But we were golfing yesterday, and... Fire truck going by. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Then you look behind us and you saw the smoke, and then you kind of realized how close it was. I don't know, man. It brought me back to the house fire. And it's just like that immediate like reaction of knowing there is a fire like brought me back to it. And it's just breathtaking, man. I'm like, hey guys, let's go. Let's go check it out. Just make sure everybody's okay. Uh-huh. We did. We took one of the golf carts over to as far as the side of the golf course as we could, but it was just a little bit further. So we couldn't go any further, but man, it was just a slight like.
So fire trucks make you panic? Is that what it is?
If I can see smoke for some reason, like if I see the bill, I know what that smoke looks like.
So whenever you have a cigarette, you're like, oh, this is my cigarette.
You know, it was though, man. It was brought me back to that butt puckering moment where oh God, please don't let there be anybody in the house. Or, you know, animals or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a big one.
Especially being out there, too, like a farm, too. Yeah. That's all I thought of. I'm like, dude, it's a barn full of animals.
Yeah.
You know, panic.
It's not, but that one's not a regular farm, is it?
No.
Yeah.
I really don't know what it is.
Save the animals.
Just save whatever you need to save.
It smells so good, though.
Yeah.
It's like a barbecue. Yeah.
Oh, you're terrible. God, you're terrible. I can't laugh about that one, man. I'm sorry.
Fresh bacon. Man.
Yeah.
I love it. Get it in there.
Yeah, you're a real piece of trash.
925 WIRX. Comment on Facebook. It's panic day. Everyone freaking out. What little things make you panic unnecessarily? We'll have more when we come back. Stick around. Hey, good morning. 7:48. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Freaking out, man. National Panic Day today. You're Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What little things make you panic unnecessarily? Let's see. Every bite, Keith said, every bite I take in a restaurant, if I need to ask the server for something, you know, they'll pop up when I just shoveled a fistful of food into my mouth. You need, okay. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be rude. I just have a mouthful of food. There you go. Let's see. Robert said newborn babies and spiders. Do babies make you panic? Like if you got to hold one?
I just don't hold them.
You just don't hold them? I love holding babies.
Hey, hold my baby. Like, no.
They're so cute and they're fun.
Yeah.
I love holding babies.
Yeah,
Kiki gets very panicky if she's got to hold a baby.
It's a valuable thing in your hand.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust you. I'd never.
No, I'm
just looking at you. I'd be like, no, you're not getting anywhere.
I mean, I got big hands, man. I can hold that baby, but
yeah, you would drop that baby. I guarantee it.
I don't want to be that guy. You know? Then you got the fathers like doing the tossing them up in the air.
Yeah.
God, my buddy was doing it the other day to his kid. His kid was getting like 10 feet up, 15 feet up in the air. I'm like, dude, you know if you miss once.
Yeah. It'd be all right. They bounce. How old was the baby?
How high did you bounce? That's the question.
I'm pretty, actually, I did fall off. I crawled off a one-story balcony when I was...
A one-story?
I fell. Literally. Like, I was crawling. I still think my brother shoved me. But yeah, I was like, I was still kind of crawling, and I crawled off the balcony.
Damn, you rolled it out like a soldier. Huh?
I must have. I hit the grass. Nothing.
Tuck and roll, baby. Tuck and roll.
Nothing wrong with me. Nothing wrong with me.
Jesus, you have a knife in your mouth? Like,
I don't know.
Like a little soldier?
I actually did a backflip off of there.
Right.
I did a double Lindy.
A misty flip.
But yeah, so I must have just bounced just right. Wow. I hit that soft spot on the back of my head and blink.
Soft.
Did a flip. My brother's up there with like a 10. Like,
head,
like
a, head's just a little flat on the top.
That's
you know?
Fine.
Squished it out.
A little bit. It's all right. It's all right. My brain adjusted. Heather said she panics a little bit. When she runs out of Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah.
Need that dew, man.
You shouldn't panic. That's a good thing. Start getting diet.
Need that Mountain Dew. I know some people that freak out a little bit if they don't have, like, their, like dude, just, all right, we'll get you some coffee.
Well,
relax.
You know, if you want to know talk about freaking out without having Mountain Dew, it happens to me when my sugar's low.
Yeah.
And I don't have something to bring it back up.
Yeah, but you could die, though.
Yeah, no, that's know. Not minor, huh?
Yeah. Andrea said not having coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes coffee makes people panic. If I have too much coffee, there was one Thanksgiving, man, where I was all excited about a family event, slammed like a half a pot. I don't know. It was maybe a full pot of coffee.
Yeah.
Dude, I had the jitters all day. Just that real nervous panic.
Yeah.
Euphoric feeling. It sucked.
So you panic if you have too much coffee.
God, I just panic all the time.
It's just a freaking, you're like a chihuahua. You're just always shaking. Oh, God. All right, we're going to be back with more things that, little things that make you panic unnecessarily. We'll be back. Hey, good morning. 757 Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. It's panic day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Freaking out. What little things make you panic unnecessarily? Let's see. Alicia said calling in food orders or even placing drive-through orders. God, everyone's waiting on me. I'm taking forever.
Some pressure there.
You don't need to rush, but also to don't worry about it. Just get your thing. There is that person though that like if you have an option to look at a menu beforehand, like they have that set up before, and then you pull up.
That's nice.
Have an idea.
That's nice.
You got that one person that's like boy, I just don't know. Then you're a dick, but don't panic otherwise. Just kind of have an idea. Like me, I know what I'm going to get.
Pretty much.
Like if I have a hankering for something, like
you know
where I'm
on
going,
the way there, don't you?
Yeah. Like there's if I'm feeling it.
There's a reason you're going to that establishment.
Yeah. Kind of think about it. But if you get up there and you're like, oh God, I didn't even think about this.
Other than Taco Bell, because there's always like 80 items.
I just say 1 through 10, please. Brian Reed said, missing the show, not.
Yeah.
That's what I think of you, Brian. That's what I think of you. Carly said calling the doctor's office makes her panic. Does that make you panic at all?
Yeah. Doctors make me, I don't know.
Yeah?
I mean, I know they're there for good. I know they're there for to help you out. But it's like you never want to disappoint the doctor.
You don't want to disappoint.
You don't. You know, because it's just like, it's like another mom looking down on you like, what are you?
That's funny, dude. Let's see. Lee had a good one. My phone ringing. Does that make you panic? I will say I do. When I go home for lunch and I know I'm like, okay, I got all this done. I'm good. I'm going to go home for lunch. When my phone rings, because like if Kiki needs something done or something, they'll text you. When your phone rings, that's where you're like, oh God.
It's an emergency.
Like, especially if I see it's from work.
Who died?
Like, kind of what happened that I'm getting a phone call? Because usually it's like, hey, by the way, when you come back or check your email. But when your phone rings and it's work related, you're like, oh no, something happened. I need to get back there. That's the worst.
Or I was going
to
say, you get that phone call from that relative that doesn't call you.
Yeah.
Why are you calling me right now?
I don't know, say
not
hi.
Not for good reasons.
Don't bother me unless it's an emergency.
Right.
How dare you call me?